1-866-405-8405. Toll free to Animal Radio, celebrating our connection with our pets. And we welcome back for his 10th appearance on Animal Radio, Bob Barker. Bob, how are you doing?
I'm doing very well, and it is a pleasure to be back with you.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. How are the rabbit?
Mr. Rabbit is doing splendidly. He had a streak about a couple of weeks ago where he had a little problem internally, and he's 9 years old now, which is old for a rabbit, and we were really worried about him, but boy, he toughed it out, and he's running around here now just as happy as he can be, and of course, we're all happier because of it.
Well, of course. How are you doing? You feeling pretty good?
Yes, I feel fine. I have no complaints whatsoever. I've been blessed with good health. You live all these years and not have anything more seriously wrong with me than I've had is a blessing. It really is.
Good for you.
You've been spending so much time taking care of the animals the last few years.
I have indeed. I've been taking care of animals ever since I was a kid. But in recent years, I've had more time for it, and I've been taking care of animals all over the world.
This time I hear where it's all about pigs.
That's right. Yes, that's with Mercy for Animals. Fine group, Mercy for Animals. They do some splendid things through their undercover work, and they were working on behalf of pigs who were suffering terribly in these gestation crates, they call them. Mm-hmm. They put them in barred crates that are just a little bit bigger than the pigs themselves. They can hardly turn around or lie down comfortably and are kept there their entire lives.
Wow.
And I'm happy to say that there are efforts to get them barred altogether, and at least through their work, they've exposed this situation, and there are firms now that are refusing to buy pork from farms where they use gestation crates.
But not one company.
No. What is that one? Kmart?
Kmart and Walmart?
Nope, it's Walmart.
Is it Walmart?
Walmart. It's Walmart. There were three companies that they were really anxious to reach, and one was Costco. Costco just looked at the tape and said, we won't buy any more from companies that use the
gestation crates.
Well, okay, so this tape, what tape are we talking about now?
Well, let me finish this, and I'll get to that. And then Walmart said that they would need about 4 weeks, consider it. And then there was another company. I'm at an age now, I sometimes forget I'm Monty Hall. But there's another one that has, upon looking at the tape, decided that they would no longer buy from this farm that used gestation crates. And pigs are very intelligent. Pigs make wonderful pets. Yeah. And they rip the testicles out of baby pigs without any anesthesia at all.
Why do they do this? Is it economic? Does it save them money to keep them in these terrible cages?
It's all a matter of greed. They don't have to have as much room for the pigs then, and they don't have to have as large a staff to take care of the pigs on these huge farms. You have brought up a very good thing here. That's the basis of almost all animal cruelty, animal exploitation, animal mistreatment. Wow. Why do they beat animals to make them do what they want them to do in movies or commercials? Well, because they make money from them.
Now, there are folks who treat animals humanely and well during filming of commercials and movies, too, right? I mean, there are folks that are good folks, too, right?
Well, unfortunately, I haven't met a lot of them. They would lead you to believe they are, and the American Humane Association, of course, is putting its stamp of approval on everything. And the American Humane Association has been supposedly protecting animals in movies more than 50 years. It's probably closer to 70 now. Mm. And in my humble opinion, they have completely failed to fulfill their responsibility.
You know what? I'm behind you on that. I just heard about this movie that they were supposedly watching over, and some horses got killed. It was a Dustin Hoffman series, and actually they canceled the series.
Never got on the air as a result. They were out here at a racetrack, and killed two horses. And, of course, American Humane jumped right in and defended the producers and said that their representatives were on the set and that everything was done just the way it should be done. Then why were the horses dead?
Yeah.
Don't people have to pay to get that?
It was, they got such bad publicity that they just dumped the whole show.
Judy,
don't they have to pay to get that stamp from the AHA?
They have to pay like $50,000 to get that stamp. So the AHA is getting money too.
Yeah. Mm. That I didn't know they actually had to pay for it. I know that the American Humane Office in Hollywood is supported financially by the movie industry.
Yeah.
And so how are you going to, and all the years that they have been supposedly protecting animals in movies, I don't know. I can be corrected. I will accept a correction, but I don't know of a single time that they have filed charges against any animal trainer for cruelty.
Yeah, I think their pockets are being filled by the wrong people, too. Mm-hmm. I don't think they're standing on the right side of the fence. I've always felt that. And you know what? I'm glad to hear it from you now. Because,
I'll give you a quick example of it. I heard there was a movie years ago called Project X, and it involved a lot of chimpanzees. And I heard from a man on the set, an eyewitness, that these chimpanzees were being beaten unmercifully by, I think there were several animal trainers involved, maybe as many as 10. I know 7. But in any event, he told me that they were beating these animals with clubs, fists, blackjacks. He said they were jerking them around. That one chimp was practically bald from having its head jerked around with the hair of the head. And so I, at that time, knew the people out at the American Humane Association. And I was actually hosting a television show for them, an awards show.
Mm-hmm.
And stupid Barker and naive Barker.
You know what?
So I picked up the phone and I called the then director of the Hollywood office. And I told her, it was a woman, and I told her, I said, I understand that they are beating these chimps with blackjack. And her reply was, Bob, they have to show the chimps who's boss.
Yeah.
And I knew from that moment on that any association of mine with the American Humane Association had come to a close.
Sure, sure. And, of course, a lot of people remember back when you were hosting some awards show and they were wearing fur coats and you bowed
up.
Oh,
that was Miss USA.
Yes.
Universe.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're a good guy.
I resigned from that, too.
You are such a good guy.
You're on the animal
side. So, I love it. So when we see at the end of a movie that no animals were harmed during the filming of this movie, you can't believe that. I thought, you know, it made me feel a little...
I'm very skeptical anytime you see that.
Wow.
Well, you keep up the good work. We know your time's busy, and we appreciate you spending time with us today.
We also appreciate everything you're doing for the animals.
But Bob, before you go, are you sitting there in a suit right now? Are you wearing a high-priced suit right now in the chair there?
I'm sitting here wearing a pair of tennis shoes. I'm wearing a pair of jogging pants. And I'm wearing a T-shirt from the Pirates of East Carolina University.
Oh, there you go.
I have just one more question, Bob. Do you have an abnormally microphone handy, and can I have it? An abnormally long microphone. I really want one.
Every man should have one of those.
Absolutely. Bob, thank you so much for your time today. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon again.
I hope you do. Hey, this is number 10?
This is number 10.
At least.
Oh, my goodness.
You know,
we may do 30 or 40 before we're through.
I'm hoping.
You're our most frequent guest.
Yes.
There's nobody that's been on animal radio more times than you have.
Even
me.
If
anybody upties me, I want to be interviewed immediately.
Okay.
You got it.
I want to be number one.
You got it.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen.
Right.
Bob Barker.
Pleasure to talk with you always.
Take care. Bob Barker joining us once again on Animal Radio.